Military Revolutionary Guard has launched underground ballistic missiles. The launch is part of an exercise involving a fake aircraft carrier in the Strait of Hormuz. That's according to state television reports on Wednesday, and represents the latest barrage in a drill that saw two American military bases temporarily go on alert over the launches on Tuesday. State TV says drones separately targeted the bridge of the fake aircraft carrier. The state TV report did not immediately air footage of the launches, nor did it identify the missiles used in the drill. The drill underlines the lingering threat of military conflict between Iran and the U.S. As cities and countries around the world continue to try to curb the spread of the novel coronavirus, the United States is approaching another stark reminder of how deadly the virus is. According to Johns Hopkins University, nearly 150,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the U.S. The U.S. leads the world in deaths from the coronavirus, which has seen more than 661,000 deaths overall. U.S. officials say Russian intelligence officers are spreading disinformation about the coronavirus pandemic through English-language websites. The aim is to exploit a crisis that America is struggling to contain before the November presidential election. Russian officials are rejecting the accusations as conspiracy theories and a persistent phobia. One site singled out by the U.S. has posted a response denouncing the American assertions as categorically false, that it was linked to the Russian military intelligence service or involved propaganda. You can read more about this story on voanews.com. Go there for the latest. This is VOA News. The European Union will make $53 million available to increase the collection of plasma from COVID-19 survivors for the treatment of people who contract the disease. That's according to a spokesman who talked to Reuters. The move confirms the EU's growing confidence in experimental therapies based on so-called convalescent plasma. The plasma is currently used in hospitals for direct transfusions to critically ill patients and is being tested to develop possible medicines against COVID-19. Money is coming from an emergency fund that the EU has so far used only for highly sensitive issues throughout the pandemic. Grants will be distributed to blood collection centers to help them buy new equipment, such as testing kits and machines that separate plasma from blood. Portugal's unemployment rate rose 7% in June. That's up from a revised 5.9% in May, as tens of thousands of jobs were wiped out amid the coronavirus pandemic, according to official data Wednesday. The overall number is likely to be substantially higher as many workers stopped looking for jobs in the lockdown. Around 180,000 jobs have gone since February, a month before a six-week-long lockdown, that according to the National Statistics Institute data. Greece will this year return 1.4 billion euros to pensioners whose income was slashed during the financial crisis of the past decade. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis' conservative government made the decision following a top court ruling, which said that some pension cuts imposed in 2015 and 2016 were illegal. Mitsotakis says the one-off payment applies only to main pensions, not supplementary pensions or benefits. The money will be distributed to about 2 million private and public sector pensioners, according to a government official. The decision is expected to burden this year's budget. White House health advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci said the pandemic is the worst seen in more than a century. Fauci spoke as President Donald Trump issued a stout defense Tuesday of a disproved use of a malaria drug as a treatment for the coronavirus. Meanwhile, Fauci rejected President Trump's renewed claims after a controversial tweet suggested the doctor misled the public about the drug. Trump retweeted a post that alleged Fauci had misled the American public and dismissed hydroxychloroquine. Fauci responded by saying, "I've not been misleading the American public under any circumstances." Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.